So today's class will be given by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisance on your all lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Bhumara.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances onto your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So now Prabhuji, thank you so much. And you can start the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 20th chapter, text number 199 onwards. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. Here, 199. Magera Devata Madhava Govinda Palgune Chaitre Vishnu Vaishakhe Sri Madhusudana. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Kija. The predominant deity of the month of Magha is Madhava, and the predominant deity of the month of Palguna is Govinda. Vishnu is the predominant deity of Chaitra, and Madhusudana is the predominant deity of Vaishakha. Jaiste Trivikrama Asade Vamana Devesha Shravane Sridhara Badre Deva Rishikesha. The month of Jaiste, the predominant deity is Trivikrama. In Ashada, the deity is Vamana. In Shravana, the deity is Sridhara. In Bhadra is the deity of Rishikesha. Ashvine Padmanabha Kartike Damodara Radha Damodara Anya Vrajendra Konara. In the month of Ashvina, the predominant deity is Padmanabha, and in Kartika it is Damodara. Damodara is different from Radha Damodara, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. Translation, 202. Dvadasha tilaka mantra ye dvadasha nama achamane ye nama sparshi tat tat sthanam. When putting the 12 tilak marks on the 12 places of the body, one has to chant the mantra consisting of 12 Vishnu names. After daily worship, when one anoints a different part of the body with water, those names should be chanted as one touches each part of the body. Purport. While marking the body with tilak, one should chant the following mantra, which consists of 12 names of Lord Vishnu. Lalate Keshavam Dayan Narayanam Atodarem Vakshastale Madhava Tu Govindam Kantakupakem Vishnum Cha Dakshine Kukshusu Bahuyam Cha Madhusudanam Trivikramam Kanderetu Vamanam Vama Parsvakem Shridharam Vama Bahu Yetu Rishikesham Tu Kandarem Vristeshe Padmanabham Cha Katyam Damodaram. One marks the forehead with tilak, he must remember Keshava. One marks the lower abdomen, he must remember Narayana. For the chest, one should remember Madhava. And one marking the hollow of the neck, one should remember Govinda. Lord Vishnu should be remembered while marking right side of the belly, and Madhusudana should be remembered while marking right arm. Trivikrama should be remembered while making the right shoulder. The Vamana should be remembered while marking left side of the belly. Sridhara should be remembered while marking left arm, and Rishikesha should be remembered while marking the left shoulder. Padmanabha Damodara should be remembered while marking the back. Echarijanera Vilasa Murti Arihastalanam Tansabere Nama Kahi Sun Sanatanam. From Vasudeva Sankarshana Pradhim Ananirudha, there are 80 additional pastime expansion. O Sanatana, please hear me as I mention their name. Purushottama Achyuta Narsimha Janardhanam Hari Krishna Doksha Dev Pendrasta Janam. The 8th pastime expansion are Purushottama Achyuta Narsimha Janardhana Hari Krishna Adoksha and Upendra. Vasudeva Vilasa Dui Adokshaja Purushottama Sankarshana Vilasa Upendra Achyuta Dui Jana. Translation. Of these eight expansions, two are pastime forms of Vasudeva. Their names are Adokshada and Purushottam. The two pastime forms, Sankarsana, are Upendra and Achyuta. Pradyumnere Vilasa Narasimha Janardana Anirudhyere Vilasa Hari Krishna Dvijana. The pastime forms of Pradyumna and Narasimha and Janardana, and the pastime form of Anuruddha are Hari and Krishna. Ye chabisha murti pravava vilasa pradana astra dharana vededare bina bina nama. All these 24 forms constitute the chief prabhava vilasa pastime forms of the Lord, and they are named differently according to the position of the weapons in hand. Inara madhye yahari ari akara vesha veda se se haye vilasa vaibhava vibeda. Of all these, the forms are different in dress and features are distinguished as Vaibhava Vilas. Padmanabhati Vikrama Narsimha Vamana Hari Krishna Adi Aye Akara Vilakshana. Of them, Padmanabhati Vikrama Narsimha Vamana Hari Krishna and all have different bodily features. Krishneri Prabhava Vilasa Vasude Vadi Charijanam Se Charijanara Vilasa Vimshati Gananam. Vasudeva and three others are direct pastime forms of Lord Krishna. Of this caudatory form, the pastime expansion are 24 in number. Ina sabra puratak paikunta pravayo madame purvadi astadike tina tina krame. All these forms preside over different Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world, beginning the east of constitutive order. In each of the eight directions, there are three different forms. Yadyapi paramayom sabakare nityadama tatapi brahmandekare kano sanidanam. Although they have their residence eternally in spiritual sky, some of them are situated within the material universe. Prayoma madhye narayana nityastiti prayoma upari krishna loke revibhuti. There are eternal residents of Narayana in the spiritual sky. In the upper portion of spiritual sky, the planet known as Krishna Loka, which is filled with all opulences. Eka Krishna Loka Haye Trividya Prakara Goku Laika Maturaika Dwarakya. The planets are Krishna Loka divided into three sections, Gokula, Mathura and Dwarka. Maturete Krishnere Nitya Sanidana Nilachale Purushottama Jagannath Nama. Lord Keshwa eternally reside in Mathura, and Lord Purushottama, known as Lord Jagannath, eternally reside in Neelachal. Prayage Madhava Mandire Shri Madhusudanam Anadaranya Vasudeva Padmanabha Janardhanam. At Prayal, the Lord is situated as Bindu Madhava, and in Mandara Parvat, the Lord is known as Madhusudana, Vasudeva, Padmanabha, and Janardhana reside in Anandarayana. Vishnu Kanchit Vishnu Hari Rahe Mayapure Aiche Arinama Murti Brahmandabita. No, at Mayapur, Lord Hari, and throughout the universe, the variety of other forms. All these forms are Murti forms. They are worshipped in the temples. Their names are Keshava at Mathura, Purushottama at Jagannatha at Neelachal, Bindu Madhava at Prayag, Madhusudana at Mandara, and Vasudeva Padmanama Janardhani at Anandarayana, which is situated in Kerala, South India. At Vishnu Kanchi, the Lord Varadaraj and Hari is situated in Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. This is a different places throughout the universe. There are various deities' temples bestowing their careless mercy upon the devotees. All these deity forms are non-different from murtis in the spiritual world of the Vaikunthas. Although the Archamurti is a worshipful deity form of the Lord, appears in the mirror of a material element, it is as good as a spiritual form in the spiritual Vaikunthas. Deity in the temple, however, is visible to the material eyes of the devotees. It is not possible for one in material conditioned life to see the spiritual form of Lord. To bestow causeless mercy upon us, the Lord appears as Archamurti so that we can see him. It is forbidden to consider Archamurtis made of stone or wood. In the Padma Purana, it is said that Achre Vishnu Stiladir Gureshu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhir Vishnu Vaishnana Vanam Kalimalam Mathene Padatirte Ambu Buddhir Shri Vishnu Ramani Mantris सकल कलुषु कलुषु ये शब्द सम्यन्य बुद्धि विष्णु सर्वे सवशे तद इतर समं No one should consider the deity in the temple are made up of stone or wood. Nor one should consider spiritual master as ordinary being. No one should consider a Vaishnava belongs to a particular caste or creed. No one should consider Charanamrita Ganges water to be ordinary water. Nor should anyone consider Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a material vibration. All this expansion of Krishna in the material world are simply demonstration of the Lord's mercy and willingness to give facility to devotees who are engaged in devotional service within the material world. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Cham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछकल्पतरो वेक्ष कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Sanatana Goswami where we put tilak in our 12 places and 24 is the expansion of Krishna in different forms. And here every month has got a predominant deity. Now here Madha is Madhava itself and predominant of month of Falguna is Govinda and deity of Chaitra and Madhusudana is a predicating of Vaishakha. The month of Jyeshtha predominantly is Trivikrama, the Ashara, the deity Vamana, Shravana, the deity Sridhara, and in Bhadra, the deity is Rishikesha. So here, every month is represented by a deity. Now, month of Ashwin predominantly is Padmanabha, and in Kartik, in Damodara. And Damodara is different from Vrindavan Damodara. So, 12 Tilak mass, the places of the body, one has to chant the mantra. We know that most of us put the tilak and we chant the name of the Vishnu in all the places where we apply. So here it is said that forehead, we know that Keshava, then afterwards Narayana, then Madhava, then Govinda, then Vishnu, we know that Trivikrama and Madhusudana and Vamana and Sridhara, Rishikesha and Padmanabha. So, we should know all this Sridhara and when Padmanabha and Damodara and Vasudeva. Right. So, here it is explained that from Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Padmanabha and Vidya, there are 8 additional forms of expansion. So, their name is Purushottama, Achyuta, Narasimha, Janardana, Hari Krishna, Adoksha and Upendra. Vasudeva Adoksha Pushottama. Two pastime forms of Sankarsana, Upendra and Achyuta. The pastime of Pradyumna Narasimha Arjuna, pastime of Aniruddha Hari Krishna. All these 24 forms constitute the chief Prabhava Vilasa. They have got their own pastime and they have got to be identified as different Sankarchakra Gada Padma, their different hands, they are shaped. So according to the position of these weapons, they are named as like that. Everyone has got different positions. So at combination, 8 × 3 × 2, 24 it is. Is different position. So the combination is like that. Then again, here it said that differ from the dress and features, because Krishna is always having a yellow, golden yellow dress.
Can you be a little loud? Sorry to disturb you.
Okay. So here we understand, because of the dress, we identify different, norm of the Lord. Vivekrama has got different, we know that is Vamana. Vamana has got short, his thing, he wears only half dhoti type. So different people in the God expansion has got different dresses. So we should understand this is all for the benefit of earth. And again it's mentioned here, the Murti form of the Lord, which we do Prana Pratishtha every temple and worship Archamurti. It should not be, one way you should not be think that it is non-different from Krishna. There is nothing like it is not different from, it is only Krishna only. So with that faith, when we worship the reciprocators, if we worship as a stone, there is no reciprocation. You know that stone doesn't reciprocate us. So here it is very, very, very important for us to know that whichever murti we worship at home and in temple, it has got the reciprocation, because it is non-different from Krishna. Why people were going to this all the dams before? Every in Kerala different dams are there, and Vatmanabha, other things, and Tamil Nadu there are different. We know Kanchipuram, we know Sranganath. So many Vishnu forms are there most of the times. They are all opulent, more opulently worshipped. Their opulence is much, much better than any richness in the world. So some of the temple uses so much, ornaments, everything, which is especially Tirupati Balaji and so many places in Srinagarji, and that is in Rajasthan, two temples. So if you see, most of the temple are so opulent. And why they become opulent? Because it shows it is necessary to dress them so opulent so that we can appreciate God is much, 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 much more than opulent than what we do in the material life. So God has given us the opportunity to worship according to our ability, according to our potency, according to our knowledge, according to our sincerity, according to our instruction given by our spiritual master. So here it's clearly, told that, warned us, no one should consider a deity in the temple made up of stone or wood, or no one should consider spiritual master as an ordinary human being. No one should consider Vaishnava belong to a particular caste. No one should consider Charanamrit or Ganges. See, the Lord is so merciful, so, so merciful. When we chant the name of Gangeshwar Munachar, so all these things, they come in that, Charanamrit. And we bathe, and again we get Charanamrit. So there are, when we do Achman, also we Achman with the seven rivers, which is very, very, very auspicious rivers. When we start doing in the morning all these rituals, which benefits us to cleaning our externally, cleaning our internal also. We are not pure, we know that. We have got so many contamination. We touch, when we come from the bathroom, handle is touched, and the handle is touched for so many occasions. That's why in the previous yugas, most of the time they go to rivers. When Bharat, we know that Lord Ram's brother, when Bharat was staying in Gandham, that he was taking bath early, in cold bath at 2 o'clock, so he doesn't want anyone to see him, because he thinks when they see me, they will get, different mood in the whole day, so he wants to avoid them. And they were thinking he's the one culprit who made nor Ram to go to forest. It is not true actually, but they think that. That's why he wanted to escape from there, from their vision of them. So he is very pure one way. He is very auspicious. To see him also, the Prajas would have been benefited. But to have their bad thinking in his mind, Bharat was avoiding that. Here, what is that? The warning here they are giving us, Prabhupada is giving us, because no one considers the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a material vibration. It is given to us, one way it is given to us very cheaply. We didn't earn it. We didn't do much endeavor to get the Harinam Sankirtana. It's openly given because of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we should not think it is ordinary. It is directly come. Golokera Premadana. So it is Golokera Premadana. Harinam Sankirtana. We know that. The potency of, because Krishna, all Krishna's potency has invested. Krishna didn't invest like that. He wants us to get that benefit, because that's why all the potency has invested in that. And we should not take it very cheaply. That's what Prabhupada wants us. Because the mercy, whenever we do, we are at 1% of mercy and 99% of our endeavor, which is very important both of them. So that mercy comes through disciple and, you know, is a representative of spiritual master and Lord Krishna, everything. These names of all the gods, I mean Vishnu form, we have seen that. Because it is given an opportunity. Everyone cannot go to Vrindavan, everyone cannot go to Mayapur because of the health problem, because of the old age, financial problem. So many people could not walk that time. Nowadays, of course, all the facilities are there. But that time there was no facilities. They used to walk, you know, so many miles they have to walk. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, he used to walk. He didn't take any, their facility was there, elephant, horse, everything was there. But he didn't select that, he was starting walking. So previous days people were walking, then other facilities started coming. There is no communication. Also you have to send personally. When Lord Ram was exact in the forest, it was person went, you know, by horse. It took so many time, 14 days or so, 7 days. 7 to 14 days. It takes so much time in horse also. While walking, it takes months together. But whenever they walk, they used to chant. Now in Maharashtra also, some of the people in June, they go to Pandapur. They chant and go. They walk. They got facility. But even then they chant. Why? Because the mood, because of the consciousness they bring with them. Everyone is chanting the name of Lord Hari. So it makes them, and they dance. They become, you know, almost like mad when they do this. And they all Tukaram's bhajan, which is related to Lord Krishna most of the time. They chant that. They go to ecstasy. To go to ecstasy, it is not easy for us because we are in that, not that bad mode. We are not completely absorbed in the name of the Lord. Whenever we chant, whenever we move the beads, it should be like lotus feet of the Lord. It is so soft. And the beads started whenever we chant, it becomes softer and softer every day, every day. So we should feel we are touching the lotus feet of the Lord and we are asking for the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So that if He grants her, there is nothing short for us in the life. So it is our mood should be one way pranarapi sumichena, another way gratefulness, and we are thinking, we are touching the lotus feet for Lord to aspire for His grace and do more devotion service towards Him. So that is the only hope of touching the deity, dressing them, everything. That one day Lord will give us that shelter and we all can go back to Godhead. So here different places are written, different months are written, represented. This whole month we can contemplate on it. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava we always chant only one name. We have got one mantra and one book. We don't change this. Today is Vishnu Sahasranam, tomorrow is Shiva Sahasranam. No, we don't change because it doesn't matter for Brahma Gaudiya and all some fools and for that. They know this name is more than enough. When you have got more than enough, why we want to have substitute for anything. There is no substitute for Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Critically, we know that Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Kevalam Kalam Nasteva Nasteva Yati Anyata, because it is written in so many Puranas, Kalisantan and other Gauda Puran, so many places it is written. This is the highest, that's why it is known as Mahamantra. We are so fortunate, many of us, we got it so easily without much endeavor. We could have walked. If Prabhupada said you have to walk from, you know, from Bombay, wherever, to Himalayas, then I will sit there and then I can only give you. Then it was difficult. Many of us would not have gone to that length. One who knows the importance of mantra maybe might have gone, but it has come sitting at home in a nearby temple. They awarded us because of Vaishnava's mercy. So we should know that Vaishnavas always wants to give. They never want to take. This world is full of taking. They always take something from us. But here it is not like that, Vaishnavas. That is why you should not think Vaishnavas are ordinary people. They are all. So here it is said that when we think of material things as a body, we think mind is a one of the software and brain is a CPU that which we process in it, and soul is the user. But many times we see in our material life the mind corrupts like that. The software corrupts. There is no question of CPU doing something or body, which is the hardware, can do anything. So the mind is the basis of thinking. We have to train the mind so that we, whenever we see the deity, we should train in such a way, because there are positive thinking and negative thinking. Most of the negative thinking, minds wants us to, you know, have this and have that. But many times we have seen the people are chanting 20 years, still they can't get rid of smoking. So these bad habits we have got. So that bad habits to be because of there is some of our previous karma and previous life, some impression is there on the mind, which is very difficult to go. That's why we have seen some of the people, those who are very intelligent for in one field, because they have got the impression on the previous life, so they could get it. Our impression must have been, we must have heard Hare Krishna Mahamantra in our previous life because of the Vaishnava. So that impression is there. But in that also there are other impressions. So we should neglect whatever impression in the mind has got. Mind always try to, you know, it gets corrupt very fast because of the external influence. If it should not be in the that influence, then it is easy. You know, Lord Ram is one way. If we went to exile for 14 years, there are 4 or 5 reasons why he went for exile. So he is, people are, all prajas are thinking, Ayodhyavasis are thinking, he is so young. He is hardly 22 right in that time. So in that so young age, how can he take over the burden of ruling there? He should enjoy it more. Dasara should not give him just now. They were thinking, some of thinking in the mind. So Lord knows the super soul. He knows everybody's wish. So he was thinking, okay, I will fulfill their wish. So I will enjoy. When we enjoy means I will go with my wife. And Sita was thinking, always so many people are disturbing us in this palace and every moment. I am not being alone with my husband. So she was thinking in that way. So he has to fulfill both things. So, and again, the third quality he shows, that complete obedience of his father, how the power of obedience is supreme. So whenever our spiritual master tells us what to do, what instruction we use, without thinking twice, we should obey it. That Lord shows. Even if you see Yayati's son also, when Yayati asked for the youngest son, he gave his 1,000 years of his life in age to him. So be one time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was telling, someone has to go to Lal Delhi to preach. He is asking who is the one who can go. Everyone didn't raise, no one raised his hand, especially when a special master's intention to preach in Raji, somebody should have come forward and preached, but I mean accepted. But when Ramanujacharya asked, he means also disciple, who can go to Tirupati and serve Balaji? Nobody except one. So it shows there are sometimes people think it is a great burden to leave the spiritual master in association and go back, go there and how to preach everything. They're scared, but they do not understand there is an empowerment. When a spiritual master tells us go here and there and preach, there is always a form of empowerment from old acharyas. It is coming from not from his mouth, it is always Krishna's and Acharya's mouth. So here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, nobody was ready. So he said, anyone I see in the morning, I will ask them to go. So next day morning, Bhagavatam class, nobody came, except some of the guests who were not knowing what is that. And it's the time for breakfast. Actually, it's 1 hour past, no breakfast is served. The brahmachari thought, if I serve him, I will be asked to go to Tarjan. I don't want to leave. So after some time, a postman came, and usually he was not allowed to see, Prabhupada. So Siddhanta Saraswati never knew that postman. That day, everyone said, you go, you go. But he was thinking, every day I'm asking for his audience, he's not giving. But today, what happened, they're pushing me. There is something wrong. Then they explained, I think, so he didn't go. So lastly, a brahmachari who was sincere thought, okay, our spiritual master, we have to serve it at any cost. So he went there, and he went and he served breakfast to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very pleased with that. He said, you are the real disciple. I want you to serve me in the future as a personal, personal assistant. So he was so happy. The reward, spiritual master always knows. We have so many excuses not to do some service, but the spiritual master knows why we are lethargic or why we want not to have something service. So here, Lord Ram is telling us accepting obedience completely by So we should know that this principle Lord shows us how it is beneficial to all of us. And Lord Ram is also excited because his mission is to kill most of the asuras. So in Vrindavan also, if you see Krishna, he knows Kamsa will send appetizer every day. So the appetizer of killing and gopas are very happy. After killing, they will have their lunch. So whenever it stops, no more asuras are available, Kamsa, most of his party has gone to the abode somewhere there. And now Krishna thought it's high time we go to dens, a place of where lion stays, that is Kamsa. He thinks he's a superpower. Of course, he is facilitated by Krishna himself. So Agra comes and takes them to there. And there, Krishna, killing that elephant and Mushtika and other people. So he kills Kamsa also. So Krishna was excited one day. Here, Lord Rama is excited to completely give, his machine, to complete the machine very fast. So sometimes they compare, cub of a lion always wants to fight, excited to fight with the elephant. So here, both Krishna and Ram are excited to complete their mission because there is that, fighting with the enemies, hand-to-hand with the wrestlers, and comes, most of the things were not facilitated there because there was no good fighters to fight with Krishna and Lord Balaram. At least they can practice some of the Because Lord also wants to have that all 12 rasas. He doesn't want to stick to only 5 rasas which were there in Vrindavan. All the other 7 rasas is there. So he wants to exhibit that rasas to people, and people are pleased. And he's bringing anxiety to the inequality they thought initially. They are so angry. How can they go? How can they fight with this restless of world going on? Nobody can beat them. But they are bringing the more and more mellow in the people who are surrounded with that. That scaredness, thinking of anxiety, everything there. But when they won, they killed this restless. Ultimately, they give much more enjoyment, much more happiness in the audience where we're sitting, mothers, grandfathers, and other people of Mathura. So here also, Lord Ram wants to show the world material places always place of reversal. Vukalam Ashashatam. That is why it is stand by Krishna. We should not make this place very pleasurable. It is padam, padam, vipadam. So every step there is some order, some austerity, some everything we have to face. We know that it's not easy. So he wants to show Krishna and Balaram and Lord Ram want to show this world is full of reversal. Today one may be happy in the family life, spiritual life, everything. Suddenly some earthquake comes. We know that in Hawaii what happened. So 40 houses were burnt to ashes. So it is reversal. Spiritual there is no reversal. Spiritual is forward. Everything is going forward. That's why it is said that opulence of Krishna, he himself doesn't know, because it increases day by day. It's unlimitedly expanding. So we can't fathom. Once we start thinking of Krishna's pastime, the Kartik month, we chant the glories of Damodar, all we light the lamp, everything we do that. But every year with so much happiness we serve, why we do that? Whole month, that's the longest festival we have got. We are looking forward going to Vrindavan. We are looking forward to the Kartik month. Then we are thinking how many lamps day, morning, evening, weekend, you know, light in front of Damodar. It gives immense happiness for us celebrating all these festivals. So Lord has want to expand. He wants to give his varieties. Now all over the world, only Krishna temple is there. It becomes, you know, for us, it is only rituals. Sometimes we get bored. Different people want to worship differently. So he's given us varieties of deities, and he comes as Archamurti in other varieties of the fields. It seems the most of the natives of the most of the countries have got their own deity. It is also representative of Krishna only. They may name it differently. Most of the forms, if you see, some of them are animal forms. Some of them are different forms. But most of the times in Africa, America, most of the places, native places, still they worship that deity because they have got strong faith. Now here also, Hawaii also, they have got, you know, deity. When she's, I don't know what his name, I forgot. Whenever they think she's very angry, she sends this lava and destroys. So we should please her. That's one way. So one way, Gita's instruction to please the Lord, they may not be knowing because they are little conditioned, because they are in ignorance mood. Someone tells them, when we preach them, then everything will be understood why they are, you know, worshipping. What is the reason for worshipping? What is the safeguard? What is the shelter they want from that deity? If they know the real, you know, giving assurance that Krishna can do that, then we can change them. You know, four things cannot change, never recovered in this world. What is time? Time is past, never recovered. Opportunity is lost, never comes back. And words or spoken words which is already, you know, harsh words, or it cannot be reversed. And weapon or stone thrown towards anything, it cannot be recovered. So we know that these things cannot be recovered. Why we want to waste our time and opportunity? to preach, opportunity to distribute books, opportunity to read, opportunity to serve Vaishnavas, opportunity to serve spiritual master, opportunity to serve the deities, opportunity to go to Vrindavan and serve Vrindavasis. So there are so many opportunities that come. Once it is lost because of our lethargy, because of our not understanding what is service attitude, then it will not come back. We know that there is, in always we say, Radha and his birthplace, Barsana, there are camps, there are camps, so many other things are going on. When we serve Vrindavasis, really, they need to be served. Radharani is very pleased. If Radharani is pleased, there is no one can stop us. Krishna need not be pleased one way. When Radharani is pleased, she will make Krishna pleased automatically because she has got the power to tell Krishna, tell what is necessary. So this is known as whatever in this material world we know that we can't fix happiness and it is Dukkalayamashvatam, because Lord has stamped it. When Lord has stamped it, we should think that we should not make our endeavor to make everything is perfect. Everything may be perfect in that time, but next moment, one small incident can happen. Recently, one of our devotees' daughter got accident. Her parents was deforested only, asked her not to go out, but suddenly she went and knocked by another one car, and she's in hospital. We are praying for her. So this material life is like that. Material world is like that. You cannot say everything is according to our plan. There is nothing like our plan. Planning is okay. Planning is good, but it may not go according to our plan. So we should be only depend on Krishna. The Lord is the most dependable person. We have to mostly depend on spiritual master. God is the representative of the Lord. So once we know that, our main purpose of living this world is to dependency, take shelter from whom? The Supreme Personality of Lord and His representative. Otherwise, most of the time, if you see the mood of Acharyas, why? What they want to give us, they don't get anything out of us. Most of the time, you see Acharyas given us most of the songs. Most of the songs they are given for us, for them. They are already in ecstasy. They are already in that mood. They are already mood of Vaikuntha. They are already mood of Vrindavan. They may not do all these things. They know we are in Kali Yuga. Most of us are fallen. We have to get up, taking shelter of this, you know, Vaishnava songs and celebration of all the festivals and worshipping our deity, whatever deity. So that is more important. They say, whenever some people comes in our association or temple, they give immense happiness to us because of their association, because of their knowledge, because of their humility, because of their everything, all 24 characters may be having. So whenever they come, it gives immense happiness to all the devotees surrounding it, and spiritual master especially, when he comes, it gives more, much more happiness to us. But sometimes some people, when they go from that association, gives us happiness because they are the most irritable people. They take our consciousness into lower level. They, you know, talk all nonsense. Then we wish they go from that whatever in that we gather. So this is the two types of people. So we should know whom we should associate, whom we should not. Because some of them are like daivas. They take over because they are disconnected by Krishna. Krishna doesn't want to give them intelligence upon it because they are envious of Krishna. They don't want to, you know, praise Krishna. They think they can also do something like Duryodhana. So here, Kunti is telling, what she's telling, you are inside and you are outside. Everyone knows Krishna is everywhere. Antar Bahir. Still, common man cannot see you because you are not given the vision, you are not given the kripa, you are not given the mercy to them because they are covered by your maya potencies. So, if you are expert also in many ways, but if your conscious is not God conscious, Krishna consciousness, then nothing can So one of the Mumbai, Pandal Yatra, Prabhupada is mentioning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered one Jagai Madai and it becomes so famous. Now we are, because the power of Raghunath Das Goswami, Six Goswami, Sanatana Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we are delivering wholesale conversion of Jagai Madai. That's the beauty, that's the power of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and association of the. So Kali Yuga needs many, people to be delivered, because there is always emergency. It is emergency, so that's why when we becomes hearing chanting and Krishna Maha Mantra and appreciating Vaishnava, then everything is happy. The today is advertisement most of the time. A toothpaste can be advertised and they are telling whole family will be happy by using that toothpaste. That is all stupid. So I do not get what we want. I get what I do not want many times. I want this, I want that. I may not get. But sometimes we get what we do not want. That's the mentality of the material life. But we get what we want in the spiritual life. Because it is very, very, very easy for us to spiritualize. Now there are so much information in Google and other things. And some of the times Google stupidly gives how to commit suicide, how to do murder. It's a foolish thing. In specific island, there is an island. In 1982 to 1995, there are 40 persons succeeding in suicide, and they know how to suicide. They were enjoying suicide. It's all material conception. They do not understand what is the purpose of this body, what is the purpose of this life. So, when there is a competition in material things, we think, running fast, we won, everything is great. But that is all short. And one of the students, the medical student, was having a competition, how much, eat pakodas. So that he was a keen gentleman, keen student, so he started eating till the neck. Then he fell unconscious because he could not. He was competing with others. So he was taken emergency to the hospital, and there was, tracheostomy, everything done, not tracheostomy, gastroscopy done, and all the pakodas are removed from there. So it shows we are, but if you compare, if you do Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 64 rounds or 192 terms, nothing, there is no overeating or doing kirtan, and there is no indigestion or anything. We'll be more purified. The purification is so much. So, the advancement is guaranteed by this purification. When we do material competition, there is no, we suffer most of the time this competition, either by over-endeavoring or unnecessary things and eating or anything. So we should know where is our goal in life. They say in America and Europe countries, people have got pets. Usually they got dogs. Why they have got dogs? One of the devotees' spouse, he was telling his realization. He's telling, he can love me. And he's non-judgmental. Dog will never judge. If you come, make it also, he will recognize his master. So, in Western countries, people are polite. How are you? They say. But how are you? That's all. They will not listen again. How are you? I am fine. They will go. Not personal. But in wherever, India and other places where always personal, they will, greet you. That's our Vaishnava mood also. You should invite the people to house. And you should do them very, very nice treatment and guest, like a guest. We serve them like a representative of Krishna. We should serve them in such a nice way. The Krishna likes it. So we should know what is our main goal of chanting Janagati. Ultimately, without chanting, nothing can come. We know that. So we can change the people and we can change ourselves. We cannot change which desire comes from our mind. We know that there are so many desires comes from our mind. But we don't know which desire will come next. But we can change the response to that desire. Desire will come. Desire bound to come. I want this, I want that, everything. But we can, what is our response to that desire? That can be changed. So once we know what is, whose lap we should, you know, take, whose lotus feet we have to take shelter, or we have to take a slap from Maya Devi. We have got no other slap, whether either it's a lap or a slap. So we know that our mind tricks always. It has got constant, you know, desires. It pours out so many desires. It may be our previous karma, maybe previous, but we should know where, when to stop it, when to stop this, and when to, how to respond it. And in chanting also, we know that mind's wavers, mind wants to go here and there, mind wants to plan so many things, but we should see that. So here it is said in Jaiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Harinama is invested in all, with all Shakti. Dhanam vrata tapastita shetlam divichaye stita sakte deva maitam sarva tapolore subha rajasya mitanam jana sadyatma vastuna akrasya harina sarva stapita seshu nameshu skanda purana. There are so many auspicious qualities within charity, dana, os, vrata, austerity, tapa, the holy places, tita, shilpa, and devatas, within all kind of sin-removing righteous activities. In the aggregate of all powers, shaktis, in the rajasvaya and ashwamedha sacrifice, and in the goal of knowledge of the identity of the self, dana, sadhya, and atmasvastu, however, Shri Hari has assembled all these potencies and invested them in his own name. So Shri Harinama gives bliss to the whole world. Tane Rishikesha Tava Prakatiya Jagat Rahasyati Ano Jayatesha Bhagavad Gita 11.36. Oh Rishikesha, the world becomes delighted on hearing the kirtan of your name and fame, and thus everyone becomes attached to it. One who chants Shri Harinama is worshipable in the world. Narayana Jagannatha Vasudeva Janardana Iti Riyantiye Nityam Tevai Sarvata Vandita. Those who always perform kirtan, chanting, O Narayana, O Jagannath, O Vasudeva, O Janardana, are worshipped everywhere in the world. It seems whenever we start taking the name of the Lord, even Brahma has to keep separately all the paraphernalia to worship those devotees who go back to Godhead. So it is not one-sided. When we chant, we don't get rest. No, it is already, when we chant, we take the name of Hari, everything starts on the same day. It is not that, when you invest, you are to invest after 20 years, you will get it back. No, your progress is guaranteed from the day one. Especially they compare, before the sun comes, there is, some light everywhere, like that. Before we chant the name also, your desire to chant the name itself brings so much auspiciousness in the life. So Harinama is the only method for those who have no way. Ananya gatyo mrtya bhogino pi parantapa jhana vairagya rahita brahmacharya divarjita sarva dharmo jita vishnu nama maitreka jalpaka Suke nayam gatim yanti natam sarvadharmakam padmaprana. Those who simply perform kirtan of Sri Vishnu's name may do so because they have no other means of support, and they may be absorbed in self-enjoyment. They may be troublesome to others, bereft of celibacy and other virtues, and outside all dharma. Still, the destination that they achieve cannot be attained by all the combined efforts of right religious people. Harinama can be performed at all times under all circumstances. Those who greedy for Sri Harinama, there is no rule, time, place for Kirtan or Sri Harinama. One may perform Harinama Kirtan at any condition, whether one is purified or contaminated. For example, if one's mouth is not clean after eating, Harinama certainly gives mukti very easily to one who desires it. So we should know what is so much benefit of the Harinama. So we should concentrate on this, taking advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, and we should come congregationally chant for the benefit of all mankind, living and non-living things. Okay, I'll stop here. Any comments are there, let me know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat, Soul Gauri, Sri Srila Prabhupada, on glories to you. Very, very nice class. I really like the quotes that you gave at the end on Harinam. It was very, very nice, Prabhu, about the, like
so
how
much
the
sun... So much patience to hear. Unqualified.
Yeah, and also I was just pondering on one point that you were making about, in different parts of the world, they do worship different forms, but ultimately they are worshipping the Supreme. So my question was, as per the verses that we are reading now about the different 400 forms of the Lord, there is also the sentence that all the 400 forms are seen in different parts of the world. So Is it like these deity forms are there, or they have been lost, or what do you think is the problem?
Yeah, the problem,
that?
You see, we have seen this education pandit so many times. You have seen those who got fractured in the olden days, they used to put some leaves, lepa, they used to put, and it should be healed. There is no necessary for, plaster or anything. They used to tie the band and there are so much, but this knowledge is lost because of, they know their children is going to have a profession and they want to earn, it is sold. So most of the times you see our ancestors or anything, we had our own deity at home, and home means our villages, everything. That was stern belief, but the deity may be representative of most of the time of Lord Krishna only. He has given us a vision to start, do something, some faith in that deity. It might represent the, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever way you worship, indirectly you worship. But now what happens, we have got the knowledge because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswami and Prabhupada and Acharyas. We have got real knowledge. What type of worship we should do, what is the benefit more to us. See, they are also purified. It's not that they are not purified. But the purification, we know that. Purification has got in a mode of ignorance, and mode of passion, and mode of goodness, and transcendence. You can transcend. They are not having this, grace of the Lord. Because they have to go undergoing so many things, because they do not know what is sin, what is good, pious, and good. But however, fortunately, we know most of the knowledge. That is why the different deities are there throughout the world. It's not that they're in Burma, they're, everywhere. Even Buddha, one way, he's a Mayavadi, and he's not believing in scripture. But they're also elevated, because if you see them, real would be mom, those who do not eat non-religious. They're also elevated. They are concentrating. Their mind they want to control. But next life, definitely, they will be better and better. But for us, there is most of the time, if we are elevated, our consciousness is clear, we can go back to God as this life only. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And I was just thinking, so how about these, as the verse mentions, these four-armed form of different deities, they are lost? I mean, they are because it also says that these deities are there in all parts of the world, right?
Yeah. They are also Vishnu form only. Vishnu has got always four end.
Yeah.
That's why
Kanka
Chakra Gada Padma, if you have got in different places, they are known as same thing, Vasudeva, Narayana, different,
right.
24. Yeah. So, because of the, all pollution happens and they want shortcuts, people have changed it in the because
okay.
they according to their facility they want. It's like, you know, it's selective hearing, selective chanting, selective all. Because they want their own way, they want to shortcut. So instead of four hands, they made two hands, they made no hand, like that, you know, so many things happening because of that mental concoction, because of their own facility they want advanced. So that is, they have changed it because of some reason of their own personal advantage.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class.
Thank you so much for appreciating. I am not worth for it.
No Prabhu, I like the point most that nothing happens according to our will, whatever we want, but Krishna has some plans.
Yeah, always. Mataji, if nobody has got any correction, let us stop here.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, it was a beautiful class. I really love the point where you had mentioned that we have so many desires, but we have to choose on which desire to meditate on. And also,
yeah, response. Our response should be, it is dovetailed towards Krishna. All our desires is connected to Krishna, that's good. If it is not connected to Krishna, the desire has to be curtailed. Otherwise, we are deviating ourselves to somewhere else. If you know, I always tell, the plane takes off from any place, your place, and it diverts 1 degree or 10 degree, it have a different destination. Instead of going to India, they will go to Kazakhstan or somewhere else. So we should know that these desires ruined, many times it will ruin us because we are deviating. And the deviation, we should take it so much, you know, with so much importance, the deviation may not bring us back. There are so many people, I'll give an example, 20 years still they are smoking, they are in chanting, but they are still smoking. They are small things. When, Prabhupada asked his disciple, one of the disciples, Shyamchandra, he was carving and he was smoking. And he said, why the cigarette should come in between you and God, Lord? So he removed it immediately. So understanding this, why small things comes in between us and Lord, what is greatness? We have to leave this habit. Habit means desires. Then it is easy for us. We should understand, we should contemplate what this desire means to us. What the desire which is not connected. Suppose we go to some parties, we take some prasad without taking, you know, permission of the Lord, without telling him, please excuse me. It is, you can, whatever prasad chanting is there, we can do that wherever it is unacceptable for us. But there are some things which we cannot take at all, non-vegetarian, egg, everything. If cake is made of egg, knowingly we should not touch it. We should inquire it whether they are good. Birthday party there, but we can take Lord's enough permission, please excuse me, and do whatever prasad chanting is there, do it. At least, instead of going 100% deviation, at least, you know, 10 or 20% benefit we'll get by asking excuse. That is a desire we should curtail ourselves, because there is so much distraction in this world.
Yeah.
Okay, Mataji.
Yeah, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu.
Very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You have explained in detail. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I don't have a question. You have answered whatever question. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you all so much again. We'll end the call now. Vancha Kalpataru Vyashchakrapa Sindhu Vyayi Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo